Hello, good evening.
Hi.
I'm calling from North Service, ma'am, a professional public opinion research firm. We're interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues. To be sure, we have a representative sample. Is your age between 18 and 29, 30 and 39, 40 and 54?
Yes.
40 and 54? Thank you.
No, 30.
Oh, 30. 30 and 39. Thank you so much. And are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home for whom you are the primary caregiver? You do?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions. For each one, please tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you never heard of them, just let me know, okay? The Children Trust. Have you ever heard of that organization before? Children Trust?
Yes.
Yes, you have. And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children Trust?
I mean, I've just heard of them. I don't know nothing about them.
Don't know enough. Okay, very well. All right, let's move on. And have you heard of the Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust?
No.
No, never heard of them, okay. Have you heard of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Yes, you have. And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
I don't know.
I've
heard of United Way. I don't know nothing else.
No, that's all right. I mean, if you don't know, you don't know. We just continue with the survey. It's almost done. This is very short. Have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children and your family? Have you? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. If you wanted to search for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which one of the following would you most likely to use? Visit a website, use an app on your smartphone, or online community like WhatsApp or Facebook groups? Would you ask your child's doctor? Would you search the internet or use something like Google, ask a friend or family member, ask my child teacher for child care?
Or and probably use Google first
Google.
And then ask people. Yeah.
Okay, so you will ask Google first. Use Google first. Very well. Let's move on. We are going to go into a little more, little detail regarding one of the local institutions in particular. For this survey, we'll be talking about the Children's Trust. So let's continue. How do you primarily learn about the Children's Trust? How did you learn about them?
I mean, I just heard the name.
Okay, so very well. It was through. Have you heard about them through advertising that you saw or heard on the advertising? Perhaps.
Yeah, I've probably seen commercials on the TV or something.
Okay, let me see. So advertising on TV, probably, correct?
Yes.
Very well. Have you ever specifically searched for information about programs funded by the Children's Trust?
No.
No, you haven't. Very well. Have you ever visited the Children's Trust website?
No.
No. Based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on the Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact?
I don't know enough about it.
Don't know. Very well. Let's move on. When considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the Miami-Dade, in the community?
I have no idea.
Correct. No, that's good enough. I will enter that you have no idea because you don't have enough information, correct?
Correct.
Okay, give me 1 second so I can enter that statement.
Hello.
Yes, I'm just entering what you say. You have no idea because you don't know enough about them, right?
Correct.
Yes, just 1 second. Almost done, ma'am. And next, I'd like to provide you with a little more information regarding the Children's Trust. The Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes, with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Knowing this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust based on that information.
Unfavorable, I guess.
Would that be somewhat favorable or very favorable?
If they're helping kids, very.
Very favorable. Okay, thank you. Let's move on. And why is that, ma'am? Because they're helping children? Is that?
Yes.
Why is that? Okay.
Because kids.
Okay, because they have, yes. Because they have children, right?
Correct.
Okay, let's move on. Prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County? Were you aware of that or not?
I mean, I knew that they would, you know, again, based on the commercials and stuff, I mean, I know that they help people, but I don't know exactly how.
Correct. Let me rephrase the question again. Prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Where have you most often heard or seen advertising about the Children's Trust? Could it be television, radio, buses, billboards, newspapers, magazines, social media, online, digital banners, websites? Where did you begin?
TV, billboards. Yeah.
Okay. When searching for local Miami-Dade County news or information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Online, television, social media, radio, newspapers, or other? How do you get most of your news or information about the Miami-Dade County?
Social media.
Social media. Okay. Almost done, ma'am. We're almost done with our survey. We just have a few questions for classification purposes. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Are you Haitian, Hispanic, Latino, Cuban, or other?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. Thank you so much. Which of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? Do you consider
white?
Okay. Thank you so much. I was going to read all the classification. You saved me the work. What is your marital status? Are you single?
Yes, single.
Single? Okay. Do you own or rent at your current residence?
Rent.
Rent? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And how long have you lived in Miami-Dade County, ma'am? Less than 5 years?
All my life.
5 to 10 years? 10 to 20? More than 20 years?
All my life.
More than 20, then?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Is it less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000, or more than
$150,000?
$100,000 to $150,000. Thank you. All right. And what is your zip code of your home address? That is the last question. 33125.
Yes.
Thank you. And in what region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Is it Northeast Miami-Dade, Northwest Miami-Dade, or South Miami? South Miami-Dade.
Wherever Little Havana is, close to downtown.
Well, do you know specifically in which area? Because I cannot choose it for you. Northeast, Northwest, or South Miami?
I want to say North.
Northeast? or northwest?
I mean, northwest, but I'm like right in the beginning of, yeah, that, northwest.
Very well. Don't worry. There's no right or wrong answer. It's to the best of your knowledge. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, man. Very kind of you. You have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.